This week we read two parshios, that of Tazria and Metzora, most of which deal with the laws of Tzara'as. We learn about various categories of Tzara'as afflicting and affecting a person, him or herself, clothing, and even in certain cases, physical dwellings or homes. There are a lot of details to these halachos, and therefore lots of questions that one can ask. But there's really one big question that we can and must ask. What is Tzara'as? Was it some kind of physical ailment that we no longer have? Or was it, in fact, a spiritual malady, a punishment for sin? There is a group of Rishonim that actually understood that Tzara'as, whatever its ultimate cause was, but it manifests itself as a contagious physical illness. Barbanel, for example, uses this idea to explain the Torah's concern and worry about afflicted clothing. Unlike other physical properties, says the Barbanel, such as metal, clothing, on the other hand, easily absorbs things from the body. And that's why the Torah is concerned that Tzara'as will spread from the body of the Metzora, him or herself, to the clothing. And therefore, it is to prevent further spread that the Kohen infects suspicious negayim, stains, on the clothing as well. Similarly, the Ralbag explains the phenomenon of Tzara'as in clothing or in homes based on the science of his day. In his day, scientists believed that any kind of foreign moisture or heat that entered into an item would cause some kind of imbalance in that item and lead to its eventual natural disintegration. An early sign of this process, said those scientists, is red or green growths. Those are colors, the Rabag notes, that the Torah associates with Tzara'as, again confirming the approach that the Rabag has, like the Abarbanel, that we are dealing with a physical phenomenon which he attempts to explain based on the science of his day. Similarly, Rabbeinu Bachaye explains that the reason that the Metzora is Badag Yeshev, has to be alone as part of his process of repentance and purification, is because in a very real way we are worried about the spread of disease. And therefore, that's why he needs to isolate. Furthermore, as part of the purification process, a Metzora brings birds, one of which is offered in the sense of being set free, El Pnei HaSadeh. The bird is released into an empty field, and the Rabbeinu Bachai explains this is symbolic of the tefillah, the prayer that we offer, that the Metzora's contagion not spread and infect other people. So all three of these Rishonim are dealing with different details of the halachos in our parshios, but they share a common assumption that we're dealing with a contagious physical illness. There are many questions that one can ask on this assumption. Many psukim, many dinim, which seem to be inconsistent and hard to understand if we are dealing with a physical phenomenon. Just to give three examples, in Perek Yudbet, Pasuk Yudbet, we know that the Kohen only inspects the parts of the body that he can see, but not other parts of the body, such as things which are hidden by the folds of skin. This doesn't really make any sense if we're trying to do a comprehensive investigation looking for a contagious physical disease. Secondly, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Lamed Vav, we learn that when the Kohen is inspecting a home for the possibility of Tzara'as in the house, the Kohen first tells the owner to remove all of his property before the inspection, so that in case, in fact, Tzara'as is confirmed, that won't lead to the destruction of all of the owner's property. But this also makes no sense. If we're dealing with something that was truly a contagious disease, then we'd want to keep all that property in the house, because in fact, if the house was contagious and found to have Tzara'as, all of it, not only the walls of the house, but the property, would want to be destroyed in order to contain the contagion. Why would we dafka let the owner take his property out if it turns out that the house had a contagious disease? Makes no sense. And a third and final example is in Perek Yud Gimel, in Psukim Yud Bet through Yud Gimel, we learn that in some cases, if the lesion covers the entire body, the person is in fact tahor. And some Mefarshim are so bothered by this, they're so confounded by this, it seems so counterintuitive, that they compare it to the chok of the Parah Aduma, the paradigmatic example of a mitzvah that makes no sense. If we're dealing with a contagious disease, how is it possible that as the symptoms are getting worse and it's spreading, somehow the person goes from Tameh to Tahor? These and many other inconsistencies lead a whole other group of Mefarshim, and really Chazal themselves, to understand Tzara'as not as a physical phenomenon, but in fact a spiritual phenomenon, which was a punishment for sin. If one looks through the statements of Chazal and the Midrashim and the Gemara, we find multiple sins as possible sources for the punishment of Tzara'as, but as you no doubt all know, the most famous sin which Chazal associated with Tzara'as were sins of speech, things such as Lashon Hara, gossip, and Motzi Shem Ra, slander. There are some Mefarshim, including in our Parsha, the Da'as Zakenim and Rabbeinu Bachaye, who explain that the word Metzora is in fact a conjugation for the words Motzi Shem Ra. Metzora, Motzi Shem Ra. In other words, in their opinion, the spiritual source of this malady, the fact that it is a spiritual punishment for sins of speech, Motzi Shem Ra, is embedded in the word Metzora. Lastly, the Akedas Yitzchak has a lengthy but very profound meditation on this phenomenon, basing himself on the well-known comments of Unkelus back in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, who translates the pasuk Vayibach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim, that God breathed the breath of life into Adam, as Ruach Memalala. He gave Adam the power of speech, Ruach Memalala. In other words, according to the Unkelus, what makes Adam unique is his ability to speak. That's what makes man human. Ultimately, explains that Akedas Yitzchak, it's really man's intellect which separates us from animals. However, intellect is only fully developed and actualized when it's communicated through speech. Because speech, says the Akedas Yitzchak, is so reflective of our uniqueness, there's a great responsibility to use this power correctly. It is a great power, but therefore it needs to be used with great care. If we misuse this power, says the Akedas Yitzchak, it's not just a sin, not a stam sin like some others might be, but in fact, in a much worse way, in a much more profound way, it is a betrayal of our humanity. It is degrading the essence of what it means to be human. It is, in his mashal, like taking divine clothing gifted by a king and dressing your donkey with it. Hashem gave us the gift of speech, and now we are abusing it. That's why a metzora is chashev kemes, because he's not just not living properly, he is devoid of his essence. He is as if he is spiritually dead.